Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
FEMA workers not going to properties and residences that were the homes and the land of Trump supporters. And now, in the aftermath of this, this lady ends up being fired. The media tries to cover up the identity of the individual that was issuing these memos in writing. And then, Tony, we find out that it's not an isolated thing to just Florida. I mean, this also happened in the Carolinas as well. FEMA, another one of these politically tainted and corrupt agencies.
The woman in charge of FEMA, she's got to go. I mean, there will be so many pink slips given out on January 20th. I'm going to start a pink slip factory right now. I'm going to come up with merch. By the way, you want to talk about great merch?
Yeah.
Elon Musk is talking about merch for the Doge, the government of... they'll be able to actually... If they put merch out that has Doge on it...
Oh, yeah.
To get rid of government waste, that'll reduce the deficit by $1 trillion just with that merchandise.
I've seen the logo. Speaking of dogs, yeah, that don't go into cages, the logo that Elon and Vivek put out, there's a picture of like an animated dog with the Doge logo. Those things are going to sell like hotcakes around here.
Absolutely. How about that, man? We're solving all the world's problems just on this show alone.
That's correct.
We got kids in cages. We got dogs in cages. We got government. We got Elon Musk triggering. We've got The Guardian getting off of X. All these people are getting off of X. Some of them should be on X so that they can actually feel better about their lives. These are losers, and they all got to go.
They
all got to go. Bye-bye.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
You know, one man that about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, everybody was saying, pack your bags. Maybe you need a pink slip as well. That was Nick Sirianni. Ever since he shaved his head, the Eagles went from 2-2 to a five-game, six-game win streak now, and they get the Commanders tomorrow night. And by the way, how much joy did you take seeing the Eagles just put the Cowboys out to pasture for the rest of the year?
You know, the first half was a little entertaining because the Eagles were making mistakes. And then, you know, the Cowboys actually had a chance to take the lead. But I actually tweeted during the game in the second half. I asked the question, and I got a lot of responses on X at Tony Bruno Show. Would it be a violation if I felt a little bit bad for the Dallas Cowboys right about now? And the reaction was unbelievable. And, you know, because I'm a sensitive guy. Like sensitive like the chick at Saturday Night Live who doesn't understand that when you write a comedy routine and it sucks, it's okay to be criticized. That chick should be writing for Jimmy Kimmel. She should write one script, and then all three of the nighttime guys can all use the same script. Jimmy Kimmel, Colbert, and the other guy who's not as dastardly, Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. I mean, he's milquetoast, but he still has to get his shots in, too.
Right.
That shit should go right for the nighttime shows. Because, just again, one sheet, do the same jokes every night, and then get paid $10 million and go home and pretend that you're like one of the real people of the world.
Can you imagine that? Ridiculous. Can you imagine a comedy writer crying because somebody doesn't like their script?
Oh, I know. I mean, I gave Bruno ideas years ago in 2011 and 2012. He said they sucked. I agreed. They were bad. I apologized, but I never cried.
There's no crying.
There's no crying.
There's no crying except for Tom Hanks, who's left the country. Now, are we following up on all these celebrities who are leaving the country?
Well, Kathy Griffin has said that she never said that. Kathy Griffin is putting up a fight saying, I never once said that.
Yep.
By the way, back to the Eagles. By the way, shout out to Joe Pacozzi up there in the Northeast.
Yeah.
How about Joe Pacozzi?
Did you know
him? Not Bob Pacozzi, who used to be the sports update guy at ESPN back in the day. Bob Pacozzi. Joe Pacozzi. Young man. Have you seen this dude? He was on, I guess he was on Fox last night with Laura Ingraham.
He was.
Yep.
Shout out to the Northeast.
A lot of young guys.
It was not endorsed by the Republican Party. Shoestring budget. Beat the Democrat.
He went door to door. He said he knocked on like 70,000 doors.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, you got to put the work in. There's no doubt. I mean, and you're seeing a lot of these guys that don't have the experience or are young. You go up to the Lehigh Valley. Susan Wilde was defeated by Ryan, Ryan McKenzie. I always want to call him Ryan McCormick. I got Dave McCormick on the brain. So you're seeing a big shift there. And, you know, the other thing, speaking of the strategy, now, Tony, you just mentioned about the 70,000 doors. We played a clip on the cut sheet with Cuomo, Patrick Bet-David, and Charlie Kirk. And Trump went the total different route of, hey, I'm not going to spend nine different chances on trying to reach one single suburban mom. I'm going to do all these podcasts. You look at where this industry is going.
Yeah.
The amount of, and I said this in the Big Take this morning, Kamala tried to run a campaign like it was 2004. Trump's the older guy, the Republican, and he's running a campaign that screamed 2024.
Exactly. And then they're still wondering why, you know, she lost. And the crazy thing yesterday, did you see when she went back to the White House and all the staffers came out and they were chanting MVP, MVP? I put it in a sports analogy. I tweeted this out yesterday. That would be like the New York Jets going back to MetLife Stadium to play their next game, and the fans were shouting, MVP, MVP to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's the equivalent. She's the MVP. She got slaughtered.
Yeah.
Right? And she's out there, and now the resistance. How can you still have a resistance? Because they were resisting Trump, right, in the 4 years he was president. Then when he wasn't president, they still had the resistance. Mm-hmm. And now that Trump's back in, there's another resistance.
That's right.
Why can't they resist? What are they resisting? Seriously. What are they resisting?
Mm-hmm.
I can't resist temptation, but I still do it. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Speaking of resisting, Nick Bosa, this is the final one. This is great. I love this.
I love it. I love this.
Trump shimmy, the Trump dance when he does the thing with the arms to the YMCA. It's taking off. Frat bros, NFL players, college football players. I've seen females doing it. And then he gets fined. And apparently now the NFL knew they were going to fine him, but they wanted to wait until after the election to fine him $11,000 for the MAGA hat. So this past Sunday, his retribution, so to speak, is to do the he gets a sack, and him and the 49ers are all doing it. It's the dance, I think, that's sweeping the nation, Tony Bruno. Sweet. I actually think you should do it on social media.
How about the fact that Bosa and his teammates on defense were on tape after they won that game against Tampa Bay?
Yep.
They're out there doing the shit. So are they going to fine all those 49ers guys?
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a joke.
And Adam Schefter, the league insider for ESPN, he tweeted out that it is indeed a rule violation, and he gave all the, you know, Rule 5, Subset 3, Section 2, Paragraph 1. So, okay, you're talking about political messaging. What I find to be the biggest hypocrisy is it's okay when the league is giving you the left-wing messaging in the end zone, on the back of the helmets, across the board. And, I mean, I don't know. My guess, I know Jeffrey Lurie's probably not a conservative. I think everybody was aware of that. But a lot of NFL owners are Republican. So this notion that the league tries to placate to the left when the owners are probably largely conservative, and there's probably a lot of Republican men in the NFL that are Trump voters, to me, is very hypocritical. Either we don't allow any of it, or we allow both sides to share their political views.
And there shouldn't be. I mean, we shouldn't have politics in sports.
I'm fine with
that. Now, Gary Clark at ESPN, now he's bashing Trump. Even Stephen A. Smith has come to the realization that the people have spoken. And the fact that there are people out there like Gary Clark and all these other people who still are on their spouting about how they hate Trump. And I asked the question of all these people, tell me what right has been removed from your life by Donald Trump. Tell me what he took away from you as an American citizen when he was president. What rights have been taken away? Can anybody name a single solitary right that has been taken away from them?
No.
Seriously, can you?
No. That's why I don't understand the meltdowns.
My right.
And by the way, I'm not having Thanksgiving or Christmas this year. So I'm going to, it's not about family or about politics.
Yeah.
No, I'm broke. I got to sit at home. I'm going to be here in Florida.
Yeah, but you could...
My only joy, I'm going to go to Target and see Merry Christmas signs and then I'll be happy.
Well, first of all, Greg Stocker took away my right to comment on the YouTube chat.
Yes. Stay off the chat.
Jesus.
What kind of democracy is this?
See?
It's not a democracy.
He's like Denzel Washington in Training Day. This is not a democracy. This is a dictatorship.
I need these two to keep their heads in the game. I can't have them distracted by Jim Doc Bix, Edward. Tuna Fang. That's my job to be
Kev.
Kevin. Yeah, come on. Shafe.
By the way,
what a fascist.
Donald Trump has just picked Keith Olbermann as U.S. ambassador. No, I can't say the name of the country the U.S. ambassador for.
Right.
Did you see that post?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
By the way, programming note. Tony Bruno and Miss Robin will be filling in for Kale and Company on Wednesday, November 27th, and Friday, November
29th. What's the date?
29th.
Yeah, he's got his calendar on the wall.
I got so that's the day before Thanksgiving, which is the biggest party day of the year. People don't realize that.
Yep. Yeah.
The Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Is the biggest drinking and party day of the year.
I used to love it back in the day. Yeah. Oh, so much fun.
So we'll be filling on that.
Yep.
And then we'll be back on Friday, on Black Friday.
Black Friday, yeah. I don't know if you can say
why
that.
Why does it have to be Black Friday? That's racist. Question, I think Al Sharpton is going to ask for another $500,000 so they can get rid of Black Friday, and then Kamala Harris will send him $500,000, and MSNBC won't have any problem with Al Sharpton doing an interview with her for $500,000 contribution. It ain't her money.
Yeah.
By the way, exactly. Edward on the YouTube chat wants to know if I'm putting Dawn in a cage by not letting her.
Yes. That's right. I'm in a cage.
Uncaged Dawn Stemple now.
Yeah. You know, I think we could just take this show from about 7:53 today to now and just run it on loop. And nobody would have an issue. Tony Bruno, always a pleasure, sir.
Yeah.
Love the look with the jersey. And
Thank you, guys.
You want to make a prediction? I think the Eagles are going to steamroll the Commanders. I'll give my prediction now. Eagles big time tomorrow night on Washington.
No.
You know what? I mean, the way they're playing, I mean, it's been weak. Everybody's been, I don't know, They haven't done this yet. And now yesterday I got all these messages. Oh, look at who they've played.
Mm.
And I said, dude, this isn't college football.
Right.
Where you get to pick a couple of patsies every year and then run up the score on them and then count that in the standings.
Yep.
You play who you get in the schedule.
Yep.
The Eagles the Eagles could have beaten Atlanta. They could be 8-1 right now.
Yep.
Right? They could have lost a couple of those early games.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what's great about football. It's a week to week thing. It's like the election, except we know the results every week. Although I think there'll be a
Eagle.
Oh my God! All right, man. I'll talk to you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
There he is.
Love you.
There he is. Tony Bruno live from Florida on his A game today. Man, just bringing it. Just absolutely bringing it. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and get to our morning mystery movie clip. A big three, and of course, our veteran spotlight World War II edition is coming up 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by McCausland Lock and Alarm. Business owners, they count on McCausland to secure and control access to their facilities, featuring top-of-the-line equipment, industry-leading customer service, and owner Tom McCausland's wealth of experience. McCausland Lock and Alarm, securing your business and securing your future. Kale and Company, we're back after this, but first, a word from the Piazza Auto Group.
Yes, because my friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles feature the latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands like Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and so much more. These models have such sleek new designs as well as innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. And Piazza has thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles available right now across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Visit them. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
So any moment now, President-elect Donald J. Trump will be in the building, kind of an Elvis reference. You know, Elvis has left the building. Now Elvis is in the building. I don't know. You can play with that one. But Trump expected any moment now to enter the building. This is the first time that he's back in the Oval Office since he was president, and the first time I believe that he's face to face with Biden since that awful debate that triggered Biden to, depending on what you believe, to leave the race and let his VP run for president.
Boy, what I wouldn't do to be the fly on the wall for that conversation. I would love to just be positioned in a little chair back in the corner and just observe.
Yeah, probably friendlier than people might imagine.
Well, you think? I mean, you know, Schumer was having, cocktails with Hitler at the Al Smith dinner. So, yeah, probably is going to be much more cordial than you think.
You know what's not friendly? Did you guys see Jill Biden and Kamala Harris? They didn't even look at one another.
Ooh. Yeah, I saw it. But it's, again, it's
social media.
Well, social media.
It's like a 13-second clip. And it's, I don't know, maybe that's
a little bad blood, but you don't think it is?
Well, I mean, I do think they all hate each other, actually, probably. I think there is resentment, the resentment that Joe was, quote, forced out, the whole thing. But I don't know. Everybody started sharing it. It was like 18 seconds. And I'm like, I mean, they were probably sitting next to each other for 90 minutes. I mean, maybe there was a pleasantry. We just didn't see it in that clip.
Look at you. Look at you, Nick Hill. Thank you, buddy.
But I do genuinely think that there's a resentment there. Because I think Dr. Jill wanted to continue to ride the free gravy train. There's no doubt.
I know you were going to go there.
Yeah.
Well, those days are probably over, but the gravy train is for all ages.
True, yeah.
Those days are never over.
Oh! Wow, okay.
Let's
look
get
at you.
Tony Bruno.
Look at you.
Let's talk about his Christmas.
Commission of Indictable Crimes and the Abuse of Power.
Thank you, Marjorie.
So, U.S. inflation, new numbers out, accelerating in October from the pace that it set a month earlier. So, will the Federal Reserve, when it meets in mid-December, will they continue to cut interest rates before the end of the year with inflation accelerating? Consumer price index rose, and these are month-to-month numbers. Mm-hmm. So, it rose 2.6% versus a year ago last month, right?
Well, so, Kamala would have fixed all that, with, price gouging and communist solutions like price caps. That would have, we'd have been rolling in the money.
So with the new numbers, what about Christmas shopping, holiday shopping, Hanukkah shopping?
Oh, no.
We're coming up on, we're hearing about Black Friday, to the shoppers. So a couple of things. The tree, our big tree, arrives here in Philadelphia. They call it the holiday tree. They no longer say it's a Christmas tree.
Because
it's the tree. It's the Tannenbaum for everybody.
All right. Can Trump issue an executive order on that? I mean, seriously.
Well, I hope that they still, because we always have we did have the Christmas tree, and then we had the menorah right over by Independence Hall. So I hope they're still going to allow the menorah. So if you can allow the menorah, why not the Christmas tree? But they call it the holiday tree. So the big, and it's a real fir, always cut down in Pennsylvania, but it's arriving today, 11 a.m., so a little traffic alert.
Yeah. I think we're going to do real tree this year. We've done the fake one for a couple of years in a row, and it's kind of worn out its welcome, in my opinion. I'm going real this year.
Fake trees are low energy.
Yeah.
Real tree.
We had a really, really nice, bushy fake one. It looked really good.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, you know what? I want to do the whole bit. I don't actually want to cut my own tree down this year.
Nice.
I'm gonna go out there with my saw, or I'll borrow Dawn's.
Will you take the dog with you, or will you crate?
No, he'll be caged. And if he tries to climb the tree like he's an ornament, he'll go caged again.
Oh my God!
So my interpretation of that is that you were packing that U-Haul in Nashville, and you thought, I'm not taking this bushy fake tree.
I tell you what, that box was heavy as hell, Dawn. Heavy as hell. I'm like, hey, buddy, I need a second guy here. Trust me, it's heavier than it looks.
Well, for Philadelphia, 50 feet tall, that's the tree that'll be the centerpiece right outside City Hall with the skating rink. And it'll, you know, they'll decorate it. We'll have the big ceremony, but it will be through January 1st. So that we have that going on. I was just looking up money numbers as far as holiday spending. They're predicting that for holiday spending, it'll be flat this year at about $1,700 per household, on par with the national average. So not big spending, you know, that maybe the retailers hoped for.
$1,700, huh?
Carl says, Nick hates Mother Nature's trees and hates his dog.
I'm really a pleasant individual, I swear.
But you know, you were making fun of Black Friday, or Tony Bruno was.
Yeah,
74% of Philadelphians polled say they are planning to shop during Black Friday week.
Okay.
That's up. So that's good.
Opposed to what? Waiting for Cyber Monday?
Well, what I infer from this poll is that people believe that if they shop earlier, they're going to get the better sales.
I think the polls are wrong again.
Yeah. There's always the last minute shopper, right?
Where's Harry Enten?
Yeah.
Has Harry Enten down.
Looked at the aggregate
yeah.
data?
Yeah.
Is Alan Lickman going to take some time off?
And that's your big three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. We have John in Glenside, our movie winner this morning. John, what movie do we play for you?
Oh, wait, hang on. That's my fault.
Oh, no. John, hello.
Vacation.
Yes.
Yeah, John in Glenside.
Yes. Woo! Something we're all looking forward to and Phil takes quite frequently. Vacation. There you go. Congratulations. The copy of Letters to Trump, the book, is yours, sir.
Thank you.
You got it, John. There he is. Thank you for John for listening and for playing.
He was very excited.
Yeah, you know, it's like to get on the air, be the winner, and get the prize. Yeah. Get in, get out, and get on your way. All right, let's get to whatever's...
No, we have to break.
We're going to get to a break. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back. Veteran Spotlight next?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ooh. We've got our next veteran from the Greatest Generation, the Last Great Generation, World War II. What a pleasure it was. The details and the stories coming up next, thanks to our friends at Window Nation. Ooh. For all of your window and door needs, visit windownation.com.
It's so important to me as far as having a service that makes sure that my privacy is protected, which leads to my safety as well. If you want to keep your searches private and out of any data profiles, you need to use DuckDuckGo. They do not track you at all. That's what I love about them. Every time you search on DuckDuckGo, it's as if you've never been there before. And yes, their VPN and DuckDuckGo's Privacy Pro subscription service is very secure. That's why one of the many reasons I subscribe to Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. It is a 3-in-1 privacy subscription service, really helps protect your personal information. And that's so important to me. This is, you know, a time when we, especially during the holiday season in the news, we hear about this, the hackers, the scammers, those privacy invasive companies. And so with Privacy Pro, DuckDuckGo's VPN secures your Wi-Fi connection anytime, anywhere, and they have identity theft restoration. So if your identity gets stolen, that's happened to me twice, DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro is going to help you actually restore it. That's what they help you do, which is amazing. Now, on desktop devices, Mac or Windows, whatever you use, I will tell you this. As somebody who's on the airwaves for years now, on TV and talk radio, DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro gives me such peace of mind. Nowadays, we're all public people, right? With social media, I just challenge you, search your name online. You may be shocked at how many sites are actually selling information about you. How creepy is that? Privacy Pro is going to help you remove your personal information from those creepy sites that I'm talking about so they cannot share it or sell it, God forbid. Get all of this for $9.99 a month. And as my listener, if you just go to duckduckgo.com/1210, you're going to get an exclusive 7-day free trial on me. duckduckgo.com/1210. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Hank, how are we doing this morning? And happy Veterans Day to you. Thank you for all you've done.
Yes, thank you so much.
It's great to have you in. So let's talk a little bit about your great services to this country as you honorably served in World War II in the Navy, a combat aircrew aviation machinist, and achieved the rank of Seaman First Class. So tell us what led you down this path and what was your journey like once you embarked on this path?
Well, it's a rather interesting kind of a story. Because I enlisted in the Navy in January of my senior year in high school. So it's funny because I never actually graduated, per se, from high school. But I had enough credits because of my curriculum to get my diploma. Let me put it that way. And I always used to kid my grandchildren that I never graduated high school, and they said, "How did you become a principal?" I said, "I cheated," you know. So, but nonetheless, I enlisted early on, and in naval aviation, but combat aircrew is not a ranking kind of a thing, but we became aviation machinists. So my job was aviation machinist. But the backdrop was aerial gunner.
Understood. Okay. So you have a honorable discharge at the at the end of World War II, and then you pursue a career in education, not only going to Villanova, but also receiving a degree from Temple University. I am a Temple. I'm a Temple grad myself, so we have that in common for sure. What was it like going from being in the armed forces to academia?
I don't know. There was an adjustment period early on because I didn't know where to go academically. And ultimately, it ended up in special education. It was just one of those things. I needed time to straighten myself out to find out really what I wanted to do, and I didn't know what I really wanted to do even after I graduated college, to be very candid. The opportunity to teach, and here comes another story like you wouldn't believe.
I love stories.
But nevertheless, when I graduated with my degree in education, I was a second ed and social studies teacher by certification. And when I applied for Philadelphia, my good buddy said, "Sign up for everything." So I did. And I was offered a position in teaching orthogenically backward children. Do you want to know what that's all about?
I would love to have an explanation. I have no idea. Please enlighten me.
Well, the kids knew what it was. OB, orthogenic backward, mm-hmm. out of brains.
Oh.
They were special education students. Okay. Whose IQs were from 50 to 75, having trouble in their schools with their academic learning. And it was my introduction to special education.
That's incredible. You end up becoming a principal at Widener Memorial School for over two decades. What was the difficult? I can't imagine what it's like in today's society to be a principal and be in charge of hundreds, if not a couple of thousand students. What was it like for you?
You have to understand the multiple changes in the Philadelphia and any educational system.
Yeah.
When I started Widener, it's interesting because in my first graduate, by the way, it was kindergarten through high school.
Mm-hmm.
And in my first graduating class, I had the last two post-polio victims from Philadelphia,
wow.
Believe it or not.
Wow.
They were the final two kids diagnosed with post-polio. And The bulk of the students then were different kinds of disabilities. Cerebral palsy was one of the big ones. Working with those kids was just absolutely incredible. The curriculum that had some major changes with the staff that I had, which was brilliant. We changed from a lot of the academic programs into activities for daily living. And I can go into that for quite a while.
Boy, I tell you what, Mr. Blaschik, I'm just so honored to chat with you because you've lived such a selfless life to help others? I mean, whether it's your military background or your education background, what a life well lived. And you've been in Runnymede, New Jersey for coming up on 7 decades, your late wife, Mary, 5 children. At 97 years old, I mean, every day just, I would imagine when you look back on the life that you've lived, it's been quite the blessing, no?
Well, you know, it's interesting because some as I review some of the things that have transpired in my life, I think I was ordained for what ended up, how I ended up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I could go back to, you want to hear a goofy one?
Yeah.
The first girl that I ever dated, when I took her home, she had two brothers in wheelchairs.
Oh, wow.
I ultimately found out that both of them had muscular dystrophy.
Okay.
And both of those two boys, this was my first really introduction to handicap.
Sure.
Both of those boys went to Widener way back when,
mm-hmm.
and they both passed away before they were 14, 15 years old.
Wow.
And that was really my first introduction to really special kids.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Hank, thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you for your service to this country and also into the education system, educating the youth of yesteryear. And God bless you. Hope to chat with you down the road again. Enjoy every day, sir.
I'm available as long as I can still speak and have my brains going.
Same here. That's a tough challenge for myself every day, I got to be honest. Thank you so much, Mr. Blaschick.
Hey, you're kind. Call me Hank.
All right, Hank. Take care. Thank you.
Hope he does.
You got all it. Right. There he is, Hank Blaschick, joining us here on Kale & Company for our 1210 WPHT Veteran Spotlight as we honor World War II veterans, all brought to you by the great folks at Window Nation. There you go, Hammer and Hank. Wow. How good was he?
By the way, 97 years old could run circles around me.
And me, yes.
Like, oh my God.
Yep.
He was the most lucid 97-year-old I've ever heard.
It's unbelievable. Amazing that these individuals still to this day, I mean, could probably, if they wanted to work, could probably do something right now.
I know.
Right?
It's true. And to hear these stories is just, that's why I'm so glad we're doing this. Because hearing these stories is just like, it's so important for the next generation to hear what these guys went through. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of them left.
No.
Thank God there's guys like Hank that can tell their stories because they need to be heard. Because unfortunately, a lot of the greatest generation is gone.
I agree. All right. On the other side, we'll come back, get to Today in Music History from Phil Almquist. He's back. He's live. He's in studio. And then we'll find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show, which starts 16 minutes from right now. Kale & Company, back after this.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Chris, hello, buddy.
All right, let's go. What do we have here on the other phone? It says, I've been watching for 3 hours and 40 minutes, so the whole show.
There you go.
Oh, Chris.
We call that a P1, by the way, buddy. So you are able to attend Monday when Jimmy Matthews will run the stairs in a Kale & Company underwear? Is it 1210?
I think it's just regular underwear.
What are we doing now?
I think he's going to run up the steps. I think he's going to run up the steps in boxer shorts, carrying some sort of a flag, hopefully, if it's 1210 Kale & Company. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it's going to be some sort of promotion.
Yes. And Chris, you are going to videotape this, right? And make a documentary out
of it. Yes, that is confirmed. I wanted to call in to confirm.
Awesome.
Cool.
8:30 on Monday.
What's up with the flag, though? I want to bring that to Japan.
You're going to Japan?
When are you going to Japan?
April this year.
How are you getting there?
The United Airlines.
Are you coming back?
Yeah.
All right.
Make sure you watch us on YouTube.
All right.
We'll get you a flag. We'll get you a flag.
Yeah, we'll get you a flask as well. It's Chris Forsyth, but I love Chris. Good guy. My kind of people.
Dawn is very sad right now.
I'm spend a Friday with Chris. I'm going to bring Chris out here tonight on the town.
It's a good thing there's nothing else happening.
I agree. Okay, we got big things. We got big fish to fry, but before we fry the fish...
This is a radio show. trying to entertain.
It's time for Ferrari Phil, fresh from his trip back from Arizona. What do we have?
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. Kale & Company.
Today, November 13th, we celebrate the birthdays of Aldo Nova, who's 68, Bill Gibson from Huey Lewis in the News, who's 73, and Roger Steen from the Tubes, who's now 75. We also lost Leon Russell on this day in 2016. Singles include I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner in 84. Bringing On the Heartbreak by Def Leppard here in the U.S. in 81. Downtown Train by Rod Stewart in 89. Little Red Rooster by the Stones in 64. And an old-fashioned love song by Three Dog Night in 1971. Albums include Strip by the Stones in 95. Slip of the Tongue by Whitesnake in 89. Them Crooked Vultures debut in 2009. And Power Up by AC/DC in 2020. Also in 82, Business As Usual by Men at Work was top of the U.S. album chart. In 76, A Song Remains the Same by Led Zeppelin is top of the U.K. album chart. In 2000, Elton John performed in front of 90,000 people in Mexico City. And 68, The Beatles' Yellow Submarine film premiered in New York. But lastly, now I'll be the first to tell you my football team stinks, because they clearly do right now.
Can confirm.
But let's review a few things that I did this weekend that I can't do at MetLife Stadium. And we'll continue to visit cities around the country. First, I can't take a Sedona Jeep tour at MetLife Stadium. Can't do it. Also can't see the world's only museum of musical instruments, because it's based in Phoenix, not East Rutherford. I also can't see any meteor craters around here, although maybe, you know, after all the Democrats have been complaining and whatnot, maybe, you know, who knows. Yeah. And I definitely can't stand on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, per the song Take It Easy by the Eagles. 4K Company. I'm Phil Alpquist.
Oh boy.
And I'm back.
He's back. Nice. Back and better than ever. And so is the Dawn Show. Woo-hoo. 5 minutes from now, what do we have lined up top of the hour?
Yeah, so there is breaking news right now. We will bring you an update right off the top with, well, the latest on Casey v. McCormick. Will they do a recount? Are they close to that? Will Casey concede? No, he's not conceding, but will there be a recount? What's going on with Pennsylvania and the counting and protectthevote.com? So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Trump in D.C. That is all going on. Our friend Jeff Bartos, he'll be back. Talk about the Pete Hegseth, you know, Fox News appointment, the cabinet pick, and what he thinks is going on with the transition team. We've also reached out to Alina Haba again, so hopefully she'll join me in the 11 o'clock hour. There is so much breaking and so much developing. I can't wait to talk about all of it.
All right, looking forward to that. I've been reaching out to Alina Haba too. She's sadly hasn't responded, but that's a different problem.
Maybe your husband and kids will respond.
Nancy Pelosi said on August 7th, "My goal in life was that man would never step in the White House again." On November 13th, Donald Trump is about to step foot in the Oval Office again. So we'll leave you with that. Stay tuned. Dawn is up next, and we are back tomorrow morning at 6. If you're out of politics and pints tonight, enjoy Jimmy Failla and Rich Scioli. And on that note, we will see you tomorrow morning.
Why would you even cover that?
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.